Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MCU for Dummies. I am dummy number one, Ken. That is dummy number two, Lou. And we are back for the second half, I believe, of the season of What If. What if Killmonger saved Iron Man and then continued to just be Killmonger and kill everybody, including Don Cheadle. Poor Don Cheadle did not make it through. Lou, it's the fall. It's pumpkin everything season. I myself am currently drinking a local Bavarian kind of Oktoberfesty beer because today the man who came to install the blinds in my house traded me this beer for a Michelob Ultra because he did not want it.
How did that go down?
One of his other clients did not want this beer, and so he went, and apparently he works for the brewery, and he was like, "Oh, I don't have any money to tip you. I'll give you a 12-pack of this beer." And this guy was like, "Sure, I'll take it." Little did he know that it was an Oktoberfest, but he does not like Oktoberfest. And he was telling me this story as we were wrapping up, signing paperwork, etc. And he was like, "Yeah, so now I have this cooler of beer in my truck." And I was like, "I got Michelob Ultra if you want that instead." And he was like, "Yeah, I'd love that." So we literally just traded beers out of the backseat of this man's car. And now I'm drinking Oktoberfest beer instead of Michelob Ultra because has it. I do. It is called Red Oak Bavarian Pilsner. It's the seasonal from Red Oak. Red Oak is quite delicious, I will say. If they're listening over at Red Oak, we appreciate the work you do. Very fascinating situation.
Well, you said it was local, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's right up the road. So
not a big one.
No. But I'm enjoying. I am enjoying the fruits of my labor of hiring a man to install my blinds. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Very
very
barter of you. That's not the right
word I was looking for. Oh yeah, no, I still had to pay him full price for the blinds though, which that sucks. I thought was quite a letdown.
But this is just a tip, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I still gave him a little bit of cash too because he still took my Michelob Ultras. So yeah. I don't quite understand how this worked for me, but I did get a better beer out of the situation. That's for
at least
sure.
He didn't take your Vibranian shield.
Hey! Nobody can have that, Lewis. What if Killmonger saved Tony Stark, the OG Iron Man?
Yeah. Did you like this?
It was fun. I thought it was perfectly fine. I think these what ifs are settling into like perfectly fine territory for me instead of like just like earth shatteringly wild. But this way, I mean, we'll get to on another episode of the MCU for Dummies, we'll have a talk about Party Thor. What if Thor were an only child? That one was really good. I really liked that one.
Okay.
But this one was good. There were some story beats that didn't quite make sense to me. Didn't quite, hit the target for me. But overall it was a good time. I enjoyed it. It's always fun hearing Chadwick's voice and I will say hearing him on the astral plane was like a little too real. Like it was very uncomfortably emotional, I think, at points. But it was good. I thought it was good.
Yeah. What was he gonna add into that?
Come on, hit me with the big stuff.
No, I like this episode. I feel like the what ifs like operate on a spectrum, and like the whole point of what if is like that changing moment, right? And then there's like different ways that they like tell that story of what if based on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So like very tight to the center of the story's fabric is your Peggy Carter as Captain America. And then there's the, Star-Lord, which is like also like pretty close, I think, to that mark. And then there's ones that are like just all the way out on the spectrum. The zombies episode, the Doctor Strange one, in my opinion, like they just took on a whole new story because of their what if moment is what I'm trying to say. Same with the Avengers one.
I kind of like that.
They're two different flavors of the what if story. So this one I feel like is like in the middle because it kind of followed the canon of the Iron Man story and who the character Killmonger was without like sending us off into like a whole new different realm here.
Yeah. And you're not wrong. This one, to me, it was like very normal feeling. I think you're right on that. It didn't really didn't jump off the page in any one way or another.
Yeah, some of these episodes, all of the episodes move very quickly, but some of them progress through a story very fast, and then some of them try to like load in a ton of story very quickly. And this was definitely in the latter. Like they showed Afghanistan to Tony's studio to then like what was going on with Stark Industries, to then like spoiler warning for the handful of people that are listening here, but then Tony Stark dying, and then and then Killmonger going back to Wakanda. So like so much story was fit into this like 30 minutes that I almost felt like it was a little too overwhelming. My main gripe with the story, just like totally nitpicking here because it was absolutely fine, was just like how smart they made the character of Killmonger, and like everybody else was just falling for his traps. Like, is he really that charismatic and like well spoken that he like hoodwinked everybody involved here? I don't think
It's impressive. But it's impressive work for sure.
Yeah, it should be like, what if Killmonger had a silver tongue? Yeah, right. He's a silver tongue devil.
Yeah, right. What if he's the smartest guy who's ever existed? Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think the like all of these episodes recently, ever since maybe, I mean, even with Peggy Carter, man, like even going all the way back, looking back at them now, you're going, every single one of these could use a sequel, right? Like you could definitely stand to learn more about where Peggy comes from, you know, when she comes back from that interdimensional portal, right?
Yeah.
You know, you definitely want to learn what happens when they thaw Captain America and Captain Marvel's there after all the Avengers die, all the you know, all the other ones are killed. The zombies with Thanos, this one with Churi and what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. What is her name? Why am I blanking on her
Potts.
Name? Pepper Potts. Sorry.
Yeah, very flat, voice acting with Pepper. We talked about this a little in the past where, like, Benedict Cumberbatch. So Tom Hiddleston, you know, is Tom Hiddleston. And Agent Carter, like, you know, that's Haley Atwell. We'll get to the party boy Thor in another episode, but you knew that was Chris Hemsworth. Some of these performances, they sound like they were recorded in like the actor's closet during COVID, and they're terrible. Like Gwyneth Paltrow's is terrible. John Favreau's is terrible. Benedict Cumberbatch and who's his partner?
I just don't know if he's a very good
bad animation
actor.
Rachel McAdams, animation.
I just think maybe some of them aren't great. Like voice acting is very different, right? Voice acting versus stage acting versus film acting or camera acting are all very different. Like you can tell when you watch older movies or even to, you know, even newer movies, lower budget movies, like who the theater actors are because they're just so bombastic in everything they do. It's so wild. Theater acting to me is like the craziest thing that a person can do. And I am so jealous because I wish I could do it, but my body just does not move like that. Like I just don't have that type of physical expression.
Majestic.
All I can do is cheer. Like sometimes when the Islanders score and it's a very one note, like I jump up and my arms go up and that's it. Like that's as expressive as I get. Right. Like people, like the way they can move their face and the way they can move their bodies in tandem with like, you know, what's going on stage. That's wild to me. And the way that people can do that with their voices for voice acting is also wild. But then you think about people like Benedict Cumberbatch or Rachel McAdams, whoever. And I thought their acting was just fine because they're very talented actors. But voice acting is just such a different beast. And you need to be able to not only convey all the things that you do on screen with your body.
Yeah.
But you need to do it just in your voice. It is wild. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is why the guy who voices SpongeBob SquarePants is like, you know, a magician.
All-timer. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fine episode. Lou, I gotta ask, like, did it – we're to this point where, like, these stories are calling for sequels. Like, they're begging for sequels. Are you interested in seeing the next step of what Churi and Pepper Potts do?
I think so.
Or were you just like, meh?
Well, like in the movie, we were eventually going to talk about this at some point tonight. I thought about this earlier. I felt like Endgame, like blew everything up and then like solidified that like this is something that like the general audience wants to see, that being like comic book superhero stuff. Mm-hmm. And now we've gone into like a million different directions where people are like diving back into the comics because they're like, I don't like how Steve Rogers is just old and now gone. Like there's still renditions of Captain America going on in the comics that like associate with the X-Men and, you know, the Fantastic Four and stuff. And then there's like these video games that have come out you can like double click into, and you know, there's so much story that was still told in the movies that I don't know if you can get to. One being like what happens to Pepper Potts, like how does she become full functioning Iron Woman? And then Shuri, like there's so much that you could pull from there too. So I like these mediums of a what if to like tell those types of stories, but I never think they'll get the right, like their justice. I feel like it's just like an appetizer for those fans that like really want to see more of it. Would you agree?
No, I don't disagree. And but I mean, what we're definitely getting ourselves into, and we'll talk about, you know, like when we get to Party Thor or single brother Thor later on tonight.
Should we just combine them? Because I keep mentioning it.
You know, let's just do it. Okay.
All right.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is a two-part
breaking
episode.
Fucking hardcore. It's got nasty. Okay. If you were sitting there and you were waiting, like, can't wait. Gonna turn this one off and go to the bathroom. I'm gonna wash my hands because I've just been sitting in it all day. Disgusting. I gotta wash my hands. Then when I get out of the bathroom, I gotta listen to the second episode of this MCU for Dummies podcast, and I'm gonna hear all about Party Thor. No, dirty boy. You gotta listen to it now, okay? So you just sit there, and I want you, in the wise words of Henry Zebrowski on the last podcast on the left, if you're listening to me now, Henry Zebrowski, thank you so much for your patronage. We really appreciate it. But I want you to roll up a thick old hog's leg, okay? I want you to toke it down while we go into episode, what is it, episode 8?
I have no idea what he just said. Yeah, let me pull this up so we can. Cause
yeah, we're bad at
counting. We totally skipped.
We're bad at counting.
It's the summer. It's fine. Killmonger,
Lou,
Tony Stark.
It's like October, Lou. It's not the
October.
Summer anymore.
Killmonger and Tony Stark was episode 6, and then Thor was episode 7. There's 9 total episodes here.
Okay. So Thor, episode 7. Single brother Thor. We've got Jotun Loki, big, tall, ripped ass motherfucker. Looks like he's from the what's that planet in Avatar?
Pandora.
He looks just like he's an Avatar.
Yeah, he looks insane.
He's wild.
But I'm all for it though. Like this on the spectrum is like really far out. But I think this like has a twist to it because like the zombies was far out and I felt like it just didn't hit. This one, I felt like it really was like this was a good one. It was really interesting. It was really far out, but like they ran with all of those storylines, and they even made it like funny. Like, oh, how do we get Thor to get like back on track? Oh, we call his mom. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen that level of, hey, let's just play with this storyline
here. Yeah,
just
like silliness. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was really good. This one was one of my. It's up on the list of one of my favorites. Like probably top 3.
Which is interesting because no one likes this one. This is the
really
the low, so you know I'm big IMDb shiv.
Yes.
So what if Peggy Carter? What if Peggy Carter 7.1? What if T'Challa Star-Lord 8.1? What if the Avengers 1.8? Doctor Strange 9? Zombies 8? Killmonger 7? Party Boy Thor 6.7?
Wow, that is
not
low.
A lot of
that's
likes.
Really low.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not very well
like
received.
That's got to be like one of the lower of all of the new slate.
From phase 4, I mean, if you consider this to be phase 4, yeah, but...
Yeah. So, my favorite thing about this one, and this is, I mean, you can fucking test me, okay? You can look back at old episodes, and you can see that one of the things that I was always a little bit skeptical about what if with is that I don't really like kind of
Phoenix.
The one-off... You know, non-canonical one-offs, things that don't really make sense and don't really track one-to-one-to-one. But as we can see by the Watcher, who is like
so creepy,
not good at watching. He's like the worst Watcher of all time. Like, how did our how did Midgard, if you will, or Earth 616, if you will, how did we get stuck with this fucker? Like, this guy does not watch anything. He's very confused all the time. Literally let one man destroy the universe, and then and then here he's got like Ultron vision, or as he's being called Ultra Vision by some of the other folks out there, like just storm in there with an army with all the Infinity Stones. The others are, they got zombie Thanos in another universe, another timeline. This guy is a fucking mess, okay? He's not good at watching. He's the worst cuck I've ever seen.
He's actually really good at watching. He just doesn't do anything. Yeah,
he's bad at acting. He does not pay attention. He needs to pay attention.
Yeah.
But I really like this episode because of the last 30 seconds when the Watcher literally says, "Wait, what?" As if he's not the Watcher. So, like, something's going on. And we know from, like, trailer footage that we're going to get, like, a team-up at some point. And it's definitely because, like, the Watcher sucks. So, like, that's Kang? Cool.
Is everything Kang? Remember when Kang was a thing? And then remember, like, 2 years before that when everybody, like, the only thing we had to look forward to was Game of Thrones every week?
Oh, my God. Yo, you remember Game of Thrones? That was a good time.
Yeah, because I thought about, like, anticipation and how fun it is. Like, I feel like there's so many more things where I'm, like, almost kidding myself. Like, oh, you're looking forward to this week. And it's not true.
It's not true.
But Game of Thrones was something that I was looking forward to for so long. Honestly, just disappointed a lot. So
I will say, like, the fall movie slate is actually – and we'll get to that. This one is going to be a separate episode.
Yeah,
The fall movie slate of just, like, the full movies, like, include James Bond in it. I mean, I'm going to go hate watch Dear Evan Hansen tomorrow at some point, and I'm going to laugh, and I'm still going to cry my eyes out.
You're like, going to be like Chuck Rhodes from Billions with, like, a rubber band around your leg and just, like, snapping it while you're watching it.
It's going to be really bad, and we'll talk about this later.
Who is Evan Hansen?
Ben Platt is playing a high schooler. And he is 28 years old.
That is one of my big pet peeves.
We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this in another episode. We'll tease it here, but we'll save it. But like the whole fall movie slate is cool. You know, like even like just full comic book movie stuff, right? I mean, you still have the Batman that's coming out. You still got Venom. You still got No Way
Spider-Man,
Home and Eternals.
And
you know, like the whole thing, like all of it coming together. And like James Bond is in there, and that's a fun movie. Who doesn't want to go see a James Bond movie? Right, like even if you don't know all the lore, it's still a good time. Right, who cares?
You don't need to know the lore.
Who gives a damn? You just go, guys. If you ever want to go see, like, if you're sitting there and you're like, man, Fast 47 just came out, and I haven't seen any of the Fast movie. The last Fast movie I saw was Fast 24, Return of the Jedi, or whatever the hell, and you didn't see the first 15, but you just saw 16 through 23 because that was a brand new canon. Nobody gives a damn. Just go see it. If you didn't see Pacific Rim 1 or 2, you can still go see number 3. Okay. You
probably shouldn't.
It's fine. No, Lou, you should. No, that's the thing. They're a fucking ball. Okay. You go, you bring a beer in your purse. Drink a bunch in the parking lot. You tailgate that kind of movie, and then you go into Pacific Rim and you cheer when you beat the alien monsters with your giant robots by punching them in the face. That's all we came up with, was just beat the shit out of the alien.
Fair enough.
Party Thor, single boy Thor, single brother Thor. Really good episode. I enjoy it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, like there were no consequences during the show except like Thor like making sex jokes and then like very, very much sleeping over with Jane Foster, and Darcy
and
marrying
a duck. Yeah, that was probably the most risque. We saw a bra in this episode.
We did.
It was probably the most risque Marvel's ever been.
Yeah, we know that Thor slept over, right? We know that Darcy married a duck.
Yeah.
We know all those things now, and then you can't get rid of those things. I did also have a very vivid dream about a duck last night that I will not get into on this podcast, but the duck did sever the arm of one of our old college roommates in the dream, and had posted crazy up in my garage as his new dwelling, and as I couldn't get rid of him.
The Howard the Duck thing, I don't understand, like, how that's taken offensive fandom. and just becomes like a reoccurring theme every single week. I get that it's like cool it's just, and fun, but it's just
yeah. It doesn't I think make, that it's so stupid that it's like hilarious. I guess
like out of all the things, we're gonna go with this duck.
The duck, man. Who doesn't the duck love
is
a duck?
The one we're gonna die on this hill with the duck. Yeah, really Got interesting. It. Party Boy Thor was, I think, like more so on the again like out on the spectrum. Like it did not follow really anything.
Right.
Canonically, my favorite part of it was when like the dad, when Odin, the All Father, has to go to rest, and Thor is like, "All right, let's go," and the mom's like, "All right, I'm gonna go off to drink with my friends."
Yes, I love that.
I thought that was fun. I don't know. I kind of like this whole like there's no Loki around, so everybody's just like doing their own thing and living their own yep. life, sort of Thor family. So yep. I thought that was cool. I thought like there was just so many like little themes to it, like the Jane Foster having to go like visit her love interest's mother. That felt like relatable to like sitcom TV shows, and then Thor throwing like a big party. Honestly, like no complaints. I know it's not rated well because there really was no story, but
no.
like this is I think what like the What If series should be, in my opinion. If they're not gonna all like, connect, it should just be these like weird, crazy like what did I just watch type of things.
Yeah, totally agree. And now, but now we know they are kind of all gonna connect. Like that, I think that's the fun part. This is the thing that like brought me to the MCU in the first place, was like this like totally different story, right? Like people, if you didn't know any better, you wouldn't know that these stories connected until right. they really drew it out for you, right? And like it's kind of the same thing. I think What If has done, now that I have seen Party Thor, right? Like I think What If did a great job in remaking that kind of magic, right? Like, okay, sure, we're gonna get like Captain Carter, and oh, that's cool, we can maybe have some like secondary story be told from that one, that's cool, and what happened when she, you know, the tentacle thing, and like, you know, cool, she went into like a portal, and who the hell knows, maybe cool sequel would be fun. And then you did the same thing with like, oh, Captain Marvel's here, and they're defrosting Captain America, like that's cool. And then you're like, okay, zombie Thanos is here with like a, you know, he's got all the fucking Infinity Stones. That's cool. Yeah. And then, like, at the end of this episode, you see, like, obviously, spoiler alert, yada, 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 you know, take your dog for a walk if you're still listening and you don't want to know what happens. But, like, he, like, you know, that Ultron or Vision Ultron or Ultron Vision, whatever the fuck you want to call him, shows up with all the Infinity Stones and, like, an army to kind of, like, transcend timelines, obviously, because the Watcher had no idea that this was going to happen.
Do you think right. Vision's like the adult in the room?
Man, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. So, like, now I'm excited. I don't know. Do we know what next week is?
We don't. Well, IMDb does not know. And
so,
I'm
if IMDb doesn't know.
Sometimes people, I mean, what I like about IMDb is they ask you straight up. They're like, hey, does anyone know what the next episode is going to be? And then you can, like, submit it and be like, I think it's going to be just fun.
Yeah. So nobody, or at least nobody is telling us what they know or if they know anything about it. Right. So that's, I think that's really cool. And I think it's going to be like, I don't know. Like, I think it's going to be connecting tissue to, and there's 9 episodes, right? And then Thor was 7.
Do you think the last one could be like a long episode, like an hour special?
Yes.
Really?
I do.
You think?
I do. And I think generally the penultimate episode, and we've talked about this before. And
oh, I hate that word.
Sorry, buddy.
It's like people saying, oh, the Marvel movie, the third act was just weak. It's like, shut up.
Lou hates film talk.
No, I just think it's annoying. It's a superhero movie. Like, what else do you expect? It has to be full of action.
You know, like that is the, that I don't is the understand point. Why people go. I don't understand why people go see these movies and then be like, the CGI was weird. It's like,
well, oh, too much CGI and so, like, yeah, and Shang-Chi. You know, it wasn't realistic. There was this dragon.
It's like,
fuck,
like,
a spot monster. Sure. Like, all right.
Yeah, you're on it. You're on
stupid.
It, big guy. Anyway, the penultimate episode generally takes a look back or sets something up. It doesn't really move the story along a whole bunch. It just kind of colors in the areas that you need colored in so that your season finale can be fucking bonkers, right? Like, that's the idea.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that this next episode is going to be maybe the collection of a bunch of heroes to fight good in the last episode, maybe to fight Vision Ultron in the other episode, in the final episode.
Yeah.
So, like, no, I imagine the Watcher is going to, like, turn it this next episode. Here's my prediction. And I want to hear yours, Lou. The penultimate episode of What If, season one. The Watcher comes to Earth as Nick Saban and recruits.
Like, just recruits Nick Saban?
And recruits, yes. And just recruits all the heroes he can find, including Captain Carter, Captain Marvel, Party Thor, Crazy Doctor Strange with his weird mustache and beard, and we met somebody, and Black Widow, whoever else is alive. And then in the season finale, they all go battle Ultron, Ultron Vision in the season finale. But yeah, no, the to me, the Watcher is going to be fully humanoid in the next episode.
You think?
Or humanoid-ish, very, very close to humanoid, and is going to just recruit people to balance out the timelines, because he's fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be a spoiler, so, you know, listen
with caution. Hey, now.
All handful of you guys there are hands on listening. Deck. But it seems like a very credible source that has been accurate on Reddit, who has seen this episode, believes that this one's going to be evil Gamora hunts down Iron Man on the planet of Sakaar. So the episode is expected to I won't read the rest of it.
Interesting. Yeah. Because we do know Gamora
is gonna be bad.
And we've seen Gamora in trailer footage too. So that makes sense.
Do you think they might put like a Kang in cartoon form here?
I would think so, right?
I mean, gotta get Jonathan Majors in there somehow.
Why wouldn't you? He's your big bad for years, right?
They should just drop him. Like a little bit,
right? Like you've got Multiverse of Madness that like is going to be crazy enough, right? We know that like everything's getting blown out of proportion with that anyway. You've got No Way Home, which is going to open up these other dimensions and other timelines, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got Ant-Man, Quantumania. Like we're already talking like mid 2022 with all of those, like, you know, titles. I think it'd be really cool if they did, but I don't think they have to. Like, I think they made this character, like, they dropped him in Loki, right? They gave us a taste, and then we all know he's there. And all we're going to do, everything we see, we're all just going to say, is there going to be a Kang? Is there going to be a Kang? Is there going to be a Kang in here? Right? You know? So, like, I think they did a nice job just kind of like dropping it in front of us and saying like, yeah, we'll never do that again until 2022, but good luck like picking it fair. Out.
I can't wait till Multiverse of Madness just disappoints because everybody thinks it's like going to be the reincarnation of Genesis from the Bible.
I don't know, man. I'm very excited. I'm way more excited for that movie than I am for Spider-Man No Way Home. And I'm like unconsciously excited for No Way Home because I still think they're dropping like some really cool stuff in that movie. Yeah. But I don't know why we need to know. Don't you not want to know?
Yeah, I agree. I think back when life was busier and there was less time just sitting around on the internet all day, it was easier to just not have to think about these things. But now there's just too much time. Too much time. There's too much food. Everyone's got like all the time in the world to just sit there and just look around on.
I don't disagree. I just wish everybody would like. I wish we'd all be excited for it and not want to like spill the beans.
Yeah, it's a weird form of fandom where you're just obsessed about what is to come without actually enjoying.
And I get it. Like I get it if that's like your bag, right? Like if that's your thing, I guess that's cool. Like do your thing, right? Like my thing is that I go to work Monday through Friday, right? Like if I stop doing that, my employer would be upset. So like I got to do that. So if your employer depends on you spilling the beans, then you probably got to do it. And sure, like Marvel's created like this whole economy, right? Like it's an economy of people who they it's literally like it's its own world.
They gotta get their beak wets.
Yeah. So like it is what it is. But I just wish you'd all shut the fuck up. How about that? And just enjoy it as it comes. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun to like post-mortem look back and be like, holy fucking shit, I never saw that coming. And not go like, well, yeah, we knew that already, you know, like,
yeah, it's annoying.
You I mean, set yourself up to never be satisified. Lou, if you'd like to break into song, we'd all appreciate it.
Good old Hamilton.
Lou will never be satisfied.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm going through my own moment. But it becomes special when you can get through these things without any expectations or spoilers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going through this right now. I'm about to, after we're done recording tonight, I have one more chapter in The Last of Us Part 2, which won Video Game of the Year last year, won over 300 awards. And very I would cool. watch so many different videos about like which video games were the best ones, or like especially from the last consoles, and everybody would always have this game number one, and I would always just skip that or like X out immediately. I did not want to see any spoilers to it at all. And when that happens and you don't know like what's gonna happen, it's incredible, because it's so easy to just come across something right. so easily to just have it ruined for you. So you know, like you can't avoid that, but to like actively be seeking this stuff out, like to be on like QAnon looking up like who's leaking you know, Multiverse of Madness facts. Come on. Like, I get it, but like the enjoyment of this is experiencing it, not anticipating it, in my opinion. So yeah. That's all I have to say on that. Can you got anything else to plug from the what ifs? I feel like we got a little gospel-y at the end, because you know what? These episodes were good, but it's a summer show. It's a summer show.
It's not the summer anymore.
But it's a summer transitioning into fall show. It's a good flick. But I don't know if I'll be rewatching these.
I mean, they're like good background noise, you know, like if they, that's the problem with the Disney Plus shows, is like that they don't syndicate. Right. So like I've like at night, like you do the dishwasher, you're cleaning up after dinner, you just kind of hanging out, you getting ready for bed. Right. You're cleaning up a little bit, doing a little Crosswave action, by the way. Easy plug for the Crosswave. It's a vacuum loo that mops at the same time. It's fucking wild.
Man is domestic.
Oh yeah. Anyway, but like you cross waving, you cleaning up, you getting ready for bed, you putting your bunny to bed, right? Giving her some lettuce, you getting everybody all set to go. And like on the TV is like Spider-Man Homecoming or like Thor or whatever. But they're just like on FX or they're on whatever channel and they're just on, right? Like that's the coolness of not being Disney Plus show, because it's difficult for me to go back. And you know this about me. I'm a hard rewatch guy. Like it's hard for me to go back and even rewatch like Breaking Bad. I love Breaking Bad, but like I've seen it already. So like why would I choose to watch that? If somebody put it on in front of me, sure, I'll watch it, right? So like that's the problem with these Disney Plus shows, is it's going to be difficult for rewatch for me anyway, because I'm never going to go seek it out again. Because I've already seen it.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of rewatchability. And I think it's because they're like telling specific stories that have kind of already been introduced. That's just my take. Maybe I rewatch Loki someday, but yeah, I agree with you there.
Loki's the one I'd probably rewatch. Actually, I mean, now that it's been a while, like WandaVision, now that I know more.
I did rewatch WandaVision. Like, yeah. As in one sitting, rewatching it, or like 2 days. I mean, you watch like 6 episodes and you clean up the rest the next day. That's a good rewatch. I don't know if I would watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier again.
I'm good.
That was bad. But you know what I could see? Like, if anything happens, like, in a second season, I could see me rewatching them, or I would just watch the new Rockstars recap something and be like, all right, I'm good here.
Yeah.
Something that I might watch is a new Disney Plus documentary that looks like it came out called Marvel's Behind the Mask. Documentary that explores the power of identity behind the iconic superheroes we know and love today. From the very inception of comic books, secret identities have been an integral part of both superheroes and villains leading, quote, normal lives. But it's the character beneath that resonates with us across generations of fans. Some of these documentaries on Disney Plus are very, very good. I recommend the Marvel 616. There's a couple of good ones there. Behind the Mask, we'll have to see how that one goes there. But Disney Plus has some good extra content if you're looking for some new stuff. At some point, I want to watch the Mandarin movie.
What's it called? That's
out there. Something Kingdom. I don't know. It's supposed to be weird and funny, but
it's out there now. It's only like 6 or 8 minutes long. It's pretty quick.
Oh, I thought it was a whole movie.
Oh no! It's like a short story. It's much different. Literally serves just to like say that we didn't forget that we did this, and sorry that we did it. But
you could watch that while pooping.
You could. It depends on your poop, really.
That's how short it is.
You know, it depends on the kind of movement you're having. And if Movement Watches would like to sponsor us, please send us an email. CFanero1@gmail.com.
All right, let's wrap this up. We'll do our next discussion about everything that's coming out in the next couple of months regarding nerddom and fandom. That's a slight plug there. If you listen to this podcast, that one's already up too. So why don't you take us back into the hangar, Captain Ken?
Let's do it.
And park this boat in the marina.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are making our final descent into the end of the podcast. Please make sure your seats and tray tables are back and fully loaded. Gonna be about 60 degrees, light breeze coming out of the northwest, 9:35 local time. Thanks for flying MCU for Dummies. I am dummy number one, Ken. That's dummy number two, Lou. And thanks for flying. Be safe. Bye-bye.